Okay, so we're trying to work out the rush over here. Yeah. Okay, so the rush basically it's on it's the big one in Lamed Zayin in Perek Shvi. So basically where are we up to is that the rush starts out with his shita that when you have chad betray, when you have yavesh b'yavesh, bottle barov, it means that it's bottle of gamri, even midrabanan. And you use the lashon that it's ne'apach isra lios heta. Okay? And he goes to great lengths to prove that it's mutter legamri, and you can eat them all at once. Right? I mean, that's the big machlokas in the Rishonim. When we say that it should be bottle barov, doesn't mean you can eat them vasachas. So the Rosh's shita is that unequivocally yes, because it's that's the gzeiras hakosuv acharav mahatos. That is the gzeiras hakosuv. But the isser is nepach lios heter, and that's why there's no isser of cooking it. Well, none of these things are a problem because everything is platas heter. Once you have the gzeiras hakosuv, and we see from the Gemara that asks v'livato beruba, we see the Rabbanon did not remove the bittel barov midaraisa, right? I mean that's the key factor. That's the deraisa, but how do you know what the Rabbanon holds? So that's what he says from our Gemara, where the Gemara says, why isn't the gid anasha bottle barov? So the lashon being bottle means mutter. It means they're asking the din, the psak. They're not asking a theoretical idea in the Dereisa. So the bottle will rove and it should all be mutter to eat them all, and nepach lios had it, fine. So then he goes through, the problem is, so what about Chozer v'Niyor? How does Chozer v'Niyor work? If it really is Heter, so why, if you add more Isser, is it Chozer v'Niyor? Right? So, even when there's no Tam, when it's just a Min B'Mino, right? If there's a Min B'Shein Amino, so you say, okay, fine. So now you have, there's an Isser Tam itself. But here there is no Isser Tam, because it's all, there's no Nesinus Tam, and it's all Heter. So why is it Chozer v'Niyor? So that he gives an analogy. He says it would be just like if you would be Makar the Isser. Let's say after the Bittel, you were able somehow to recognize which one was actually the Isser. Right? You hear for this. So which one was actually the Isser? So that definitely would make it Usser. So what does it mean then, Nepach Leheter? So that's what we said. You have to refine your ideas as you go along. You have to refine your ideas. The nepach leheta doesn't mean that it turns into shchuta. Doesn't mean it actually makes some sort of a substantial transformation. But it means that nevela, even though there's a shame nevela, but nevela shenis arev is mutar b'achila. The isurei achila are removed. It's just nepach leheter in terms of the din about it, but not in terms of the shame hadover. And the din about it is taloy on the condition of the of being nisariv. So therefore, just like if you're makirat, you remove the shame of the taroves, so too motzah min hazmino, and it removes the shear of the taroves. So it's dependent on the din heter. Is totally on a certain shear of tarovis. So just like being makia, which would remove the whole tarovis, is definitely undoes the heter. So too, removing the proper shear of the tarovis undoes the heter. So you see, refining the concept a little bit. I mean, it's not like a magical thing. that we say min v'mino turns into the rov. It's not that it turns into the rov, but the din of the iser achila is only be'en. It's not when it's in this arev the rov. Okay, we still are not totally defining it clearly. We're just still refining it. We're still, coming closer, having better, more information, and describing it more accurately.
I don't really. Is this a difference between the two cases? Because in the first one, it seems like there has to be a pre-existing condition in order for there to be a tarobis, namely that the iser can't be nicker, right?
Right.
But our question here is, why is it matzah minas mino
v'nir? Right.
So that's not a pre-existing condition. That's a question that we have now. So wouldn't it be circular to say I don't see how the direct analogy, because one is saying that the pre-existing condition for the tarobas never existed because now it's nicker.
Right. So he's saying that it's not that the pre-existing thing never. It doesn't matter if it was nicker originally or if it was not nicker originally. It doesn't matter if for me it was not nicker and then somebody came back and knew it, or if I was able to devise a way of figuring it out. But I hear what you're saying. He's saying that nicker. He's learning nicker means like it's lemafreya, undoing the whole thing.
Right.
Right. What does he say over here? He says, how does he put it? He says, "V'kasher nisarev, v'atam anochon shabo mishum da'af ki nisvatel iser barov heter v'huter lachila im achaka chukar iser mitoch haheter pshita she'aser la'ochlo." I mean, it's interesting the way he's putting it. He's putting it not like the way you're saying it. He's trying to convey the idea that even if there was a heter of bittel, it would certainly be undone by being nicker. You're saying, what Yehuda is saying, it reminds me of an interesting halacha that you have in the Ramah brings down. Let's say you have. Fat that's also that falls into your food. Okay, so let's say you had a tavshil that has iser in it, like a fat, right? So the Ramah says if it's possible to throw cold water in, and the fat will rise, or let's say you cool it off and the fat will rise to the top, then that's considered nicker. Yeah. That's considered nicker because force it to become separated. Now, I don't know if that's really. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's the rice or the rabban. That's nicker, the rice or the rabban. Because right now you can't see, but it's possible. It would seem to me to be a question of what's the din of nicker, right? Is nicker a din in being in the sarev, right? No, that if it's nicker, it's not considered in the sarev, or is nicker a din that there's no bittel if it's nicker? Does that make any sense? Sort of winging it over here. Yeah. Now, so Nafkamina would be here. Hold on. Nafkamina would be here. Because right now, it is Nisariv. Physically, it is mixed in. Right? Let's put it this way. Right, if it's a din of being Nisariv, so you could say that what? I don't know if it's going to make a difference over here. It'd be the same problem. Either way, you can go. Nicker is right. It's just like this. If nicker means that it's not nisarev, so that means to say that if it's possible, then it would mean to say that nicker means if it's possible to undo the tarovas, then it's not really nisarev. Right? So you could say over here, since you could do something to undo the tarovas, like chilling it, then it lacks in its shame of being nisarev right now. But if nicker is just makes it impossible to be mevatel right now, can't be mevatel that which that you can see. So then you could say, well, right now it's not nicker. Right now I don't see it. In other words, if nicker, I'm just thinking this. Maybe it makes. I don't know. I have to think this through. Does it make a difference? And I'm saying maybe the difference between nicker is maybe the difference is in the future is if it's a din in this arev. So you could say that the future also shows you it's not inside. Right? Like a mixture. If I can take a magnet and pull the iron filings out. So it's a different shame of a mixture. But if it's just I can't be mevatel presently, that which I can see, so right now I can't see it. Right now it's totally not discernible. Right? In other words, if nicker is a din in the tarovas itself, that's lacking a shame nisarev, if it's discernible, then I can say that it's a shear of the mixture. As a shear of the mixture, it doesn't matter if I can remove it now or if some other event is required to remove it. But if it's a hafkah of the bittel itself, then it would seem it would have to be presently nicker. That's what I'm trying to make a chiluk over here. I have to think it through a little more. You understand what I'm saying, Sprung? No, you're right. In the end result, both sides are going to say it's not bottle. So the rush, and the rush is talking about a simple case where it's nicker right now. So it's definitely going to be not bottle. But not bottle, why? Not bottle could be from two different reasons. Like we were defining it actually the first way. We were saying that once it's nicker, it removes the tarovas, right? It removes the tarovas, so then that's the way. I think that's the way you have to learn the rush, because then he's saying, no, it's like for instance, this would be the opposite nafkamina. This would be another nafkamina. That if it's in terms of the tarovas, so then you can make an analogy. No, if nicker is a din that if I see something, I can't eat it, right? No, if nicker is a din, look. That bittel simply won't work on that which I know with the idea gemura is issa, right? Bittel can't undo the fact. So if I know the fact that this is issa, bittel's not going to, it's not shayach. It's like edus on something I know. It's just not shayach, right? But then what would matzah minas mino have to do with anything? What would minas mino have anything to do with anything? Hey, what do you need? Okay, so anyway, so the rush is saying, right, so another question like this, if you're going to learn bittel, if you're going to learn nicker means that it's just, how are we going now? That's just a hafkos bittel. Listen, this is good thinking over here. In other words, this is good, at least it sounds like good thinking, right? You got to think through the one. Categorically, this is like, you got to, a lot of times guys will say, well, what's the difference? It's not bittel. End result is not bottle, right? But you've got to try to think through what's the cause of the problem here. What's the din? What is it a lack in? Now, in order for bittel to take place, you first need the tyroves, and then you need the tyroves to create a shame bittel, right? The tyroves creates the shame bittel. So you can have a problem in two things. You can have a problem in the tarovas. You can say it's not really a good tarovas. Or you can say it's a good tarovas, but there's a special hafkah of creating the shame bittel in this case. Right? So if the rush is learning that being nicker just is a hafkah of the din bittel, it prevents the shame bittel from emerging, so then what's matzah minas mino going to do? What does matzah minas mino have to do with nicker? That would be a separate din. That if I can see the thing, it's just not shy. The whole inyan is not shy to where I can see the thing. right? Like I think who is it? Sajigon, I remember, has a thing. It's like you can't have edus on something that you know is absolutely false. Like someone will come and give you a shtar for owning the Atlantic Ocean. So edus proves things. Yeah, but it doesn't proves things that need to be proven, and not things that I know vaday one way or the other. So a shtar mecher on the Atlantic Ocean is not going to mean anything. So so too here. It's very nice that Nisarev, that Tarovis creates Bittul, but it can't create Bittul in something that I know vaday is this a, right? But if that's the case, Motzah Minas Mino, you wouldn't be able to argue from that concept to Motzah Minas Mino, because by Motzah Minas Mino, I still don't know which one it is, right? So the Rush is saying that the psul of Nicker, or the problem of Nicker, emerges in Motzah Minas Mino Vinir. It's the same problem. So that's why we said it must be a din in the Tarovas. That he's trying to show you that Bittul is Toloy on the Tarovas. And Nicker, it's possible, even once you have the Tarovas, it's possible to undo it. And once you undo the cause, you undo the shame Bittul. So too, the din tarovas is only creates the heter in a certain ratio. So matzah minas mino v'nior would be removing the proper proportion. There's no difference, he's saying, between undoing the tarovas completely or undoing the proper shear. And apparently, he's learning that that even if it's a case where it was 100% considered lost, and some way you were able to find it that was not available before, still would undo the... It's not a matter, like Yehuda was saying, going back and saying it never really had a Tarovas. Can change things going forward.
So it's more of... So Rosh is saying it's more of a new evaluation of the Tarovas.
You're right. It's a new... Every time you change the shear to Tarovas, it's a new mixture. So similar to that Ramban, right? That he had that if you're losing stuff in the grinding, it's a new mixture. I think he brings in that case also. Anyhow, so everything is fine. Up to here, everything is fine. You can say that mino bottle is a din. It's nepach iser leos heter bedin, and bedin bittel, right? But the din bittel is totally on a specific tarovas. So if you makir the isser, you undo the whole tarovas. Or if you add to the isser, you change the particular tarovas. Okay. But while it's bottle, while it exists in the tarovas, it's completely bottle, and it's completely heter. Not that it's not nevela, but it's completely heter, and. And only later it will be it'll revert back to this one. Okay, so there's only one problem with that. The problem is the Gemara in Bechoros. And the Gemara in Bechoros says, on Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel, it says that that Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said that if you had tumah that was bottle, and you added more of the min of the tumah, then it's motzah min is mino v'nir, right? That was the tzir. You had the tzir of the dogim, which is doesn't have a shame, which doesn't is not makabel tumah, because it's not really considered like a full ofa. So it's not makabel tumah. But if it had mayim tmeim that were batalim in it, so it would be tar, because the rove is tzir. But if you'd add water later, then the water would become the rove. And now it would have a shame, mayim would emerge. And the mayim would be tmeim, because it would be motzah minas mino v'nir. So that's fine, there's nothing problematic with that. The only problem is the Gemara raises the question, says, if you hold matzah minas mino v'nior, and it comes back to being tameh, then the Gemara says that means the tumah is kiman de'isei dami. That means the tumah is like it is here now. Keman de isei dame. It's like it's present. Okay? And if that's the case, the Gemara says, if you would do masa, even before the chos of Inua, you should be tame. Meaning to say like this. For some reason, the Gemara is saying, it seems like this. This is the kasha. It seems like the Gemara is saying, there's a big toast on this, but seems like the Gemara is saying that if you hold chos of Inior, you really hold the Isser or the Tumah is here. I mean, the Gemara is only talking about Tumah, but he's saying that there shouldn't be any difference. If you hold that chos of Inior is possible, that means you still regard the Isser, bi'isuro, as present. And it's true, you could touch them or eat them, but not simultaneously. And the proof is, because the Gemara says, if you lift them all, you should definitely be tummy. So that's what the Rosh and the Tosfos are saying, that the Gemara is differentiating between Maga and Masa, because Maga is Zeh Acher Zeh. So each one I can maybe say, this is not the one. Right? But if I lift them all up at once, then I'm definitely picking up the tummy. Right? There's no Zeh Acher Zeh by Masa. There's no Zeh Acher Zeh. Why is there no Bvas Achas by Maga? It's a good question. But he tries to say it's granulated. He tries to work out possibilities. Big toast over there. But Lamaisa, that's what the Gemara is saying. So that's the toast. So that's the Rosh's kasha. See, at the end he says, Im kain isushin is batel nami nema. Keva, nami nema, keva and daide mino sheni tosafalov chosevinior alma command isidami. So since adding to it would awaken it, so you see it's like its presence. V'nei demuter ba'achila mishum bitol barov yesh lanu lomar sheyochlein b'zeach hazeh v'lo kulam kechad. But nonetheless, we should say it's true, it's mutter to eat them because you have a right on each one to go bus a rov. But since it's command to isei dami, you can't eat them all at once, because if you eat them all at once, then you're definitely eating the Isser. Right? Yesh lanu lomar sheyochlein b'zeach hazeh v'lo kulam kechad mishum demimarim shach ko'achol chaticha d'isura. Because if you eat them all at once, then there's no rove to go after. You definitely eat the Isser. V'chein enough l'kadeiro, or if they were cooked. So that's his kasha. So that Gemara B'choros seems to go against the whole way he's learning everything. Gemara B'choros, let's get this clear. This will be perfectly clear. His whole way of going is that this, in the state of bittul, they are completely behetera. It is completely heter. Right? And the fact that it's chos v'nir has nothing to do with that. That just has to do with the shame, with the shame veil. Right? And but the Gemara in Bechoro seems to be saying that if you hold from chos v'nir, it means that you actually regard the Isser b'isuro as present, even b'bitulo. So what's the advantage of bittul? The advantage of bittul is that you're allowed to eat them zeh achar zeh. If there were just two, you wouldn't be allowed to eat either one, because each one would be a suffix deraisa l'chumah. But because of bittul, you're allowed to say, this one is not the Isser. Like, take the next one, this one is not the Isser. And the last one, this is not the Isser. But I can't say they're all heter. So then that goes against the whole rush, the rush's whole thing. Right? Right? So steer on this whole thing.
And it just becomes a Rashma.
And it becomes like the Rashma, even worse than the Rashma. Because we said the Rashma wasn't even saying that, the Raisa. But Tosus seems to learn this thing in Bechoros of the Rabbana. So maybe the Rashma is also. But yeah, be that type of din. It's the same. Okay, so now the Rosh gives his answer. He says it like this. Yesh lomar mishum lo dami tumal isa. Right? Why? But why is it not similar? Dibituma yesh shnei mine tumos. Maga umasa. So there are two forms of the two mechanisms of tumah. You have tumah through touching or tumah through carrying, right? You can become tummy through touching or become tummy through carrying. Ula osa tumah sheroi shiyitma. Now this is the key phrase. What does he mean by this? He says, and for that tumah that is roi that you should become tummy for, what means roi? Kigon masa. Why is it roi to become tummy? Why are you roi to become tummy by masa? Sherehu no seyas kulo. Yeah, but that's, if there's a bittul, then who cares? Right? There's no rajach. Are we talking before bittul or are we talking after bittul? We're talking before bittul. So then what? So if you touch them, then he means what? Because you're not touching them simultaneously? And if he means after bittul, so you're not roy to be, not roy to be tame at all. So it could be he's learning like the Tosafot, that if you would actually have a case of maga, that all simultaneously would be the same thing. Kigon masa, shari no seyas kulo, le'inin zeh lo nisvato. And that's also a good point. I mean, what you're saying is a good point. In other words, is masa a category, or is masa like a certain case? See, over here, he's making like masa is a different min, and maga is a different min, right? But it's just, I could pick them up each separately too. I can, what's really the difference? I mean, I can touch them all at once, and I can pick them all up separately. It's not like when I pick something up, I have to pick everything up at once. When I touch something, I have to touch one at a time. I'll throw myself onto the whole thing. And let's say it's just three pieces. How hard is it to touch three pieces at once? Right? So what's the categorical distinction between mago and maso? Tosa seemed, in this question, he didn't seem to think it was a categorical distinction. His question seemed to think it was just all tuma, and then just different cases of how you engage it. Engage it simultaneously or engage it zeh ha zeh. And that's why in his Havamina, he's trying to work out a case where you can't touch them all simultaneously. But you don't have to pick them all up simultaneously, right? So, but anyway, so he says, by masa, that's roy to become tummy. You deserve it. Because you carried them all at once. Lin ze lonis bato. There's no bit at all here. Afopisha, lin tumas maga, nisvato. The chozer of veneer. So by masa, there's no bit, even though by maga. I'm sorry, by masa there's no bittul, right? Even though by maga there is bittul. And there's a chozer veneer. Of a le'inyin iser, im nishar bo shum tzad iser, lo haya mutar b'achila. But by iser, you can't make a distinction. You're saying by tuma, you can make a chilak. You see, there's maga and masa. We're going to lump all the bittul into the masa, into the maga, and no bittul into the masa. That's, we got like that's good. Since we can divide it up, we will. Seems to be saying like there is a theoretical basis to have no bittul by masa, and there's a theoretical basis to have no, to have bittul by maga. And since we can split it up, we split it up. Right? Just the way he's phrasing it, he says, but by achila, there's only one din. You only have one din by achila. It's either got to be mutter or usher.
Having a problem with
nisbato
and being closer
to the air. Right. Right. Elavade Amra Torah Acher Abnahatos Vinasa Hamiyot Kirov. Right now he doesn't say explicitly it's he doesn't use the Lashon anymore, Nepach Isul Yosheter. But it's Kirov. Well, Nishar Bo Shum Isser. Umutu Laochlam Keechad Ulavashlam Bakdera. El Acher Sheribolav Mino Nior Vavale Kilu Hukar. Vinkan od bittul, the chazul yo sister, mikan labo. She says, no, it's no kasha. The Gemara over there, when it says that what? So what's the logic? It goes like this. When the Gemara says in Bechoros, if chazul v'nir works, then it's the isser's command to isay dami, and therefore it should be tame by masa. It did not mean to imply that in terms of maga, it's not totally bottle. It is totally bottle by mago. But by maso, that's a different inyan, that's a different min. So by tuma, there are two minim. You can relegate the full bittel to the min of mago, and no bittel to the min of maso. But the Gemara in Bechoros never expresses a case, and this would be the deadly case, it never expresses a case where there's a shame bittel b'miktas. You understand? It never expresses a case that says it's a bittel b'miktas, meaning it's bittel if you eat it zer chazer, but no bittel if you eat it b'vas achas. It just means to say there's a bittel, there's a complete bittel in one inyan of tumah, and no bittel in another inyan of tumah. But by achila, there's only one inyan. So if there's bittel, it has to be legamri. There's only bittel legamri. There's no half bittels. But bittel could be relegated to inyonim, to minim. Minei ha'isr. Yeah. So that's why he says, whenever there's bittel, it's batel legamri. And whenever there's a chos of inir, it's a new thing. It's a brand new thing. But the question is like this. Still the question is, what does chos of inir, why is the Gemara saying the chos of inir is going to determine whether there's no bittel or yesh bittel by masa? And that's an inescapable fact. The Gemara is saying, if you hold from chos of inir, then by masa there should be no bittel. Why? It made sense in the kasha, because it meant that there really is iser present. But now in his teretz, there is no iser present. There is no iser present. All the iser is heter. So why should I divide it up and say over for this union it's heter, and for that union it's iser? That's basically iser. But the question is, I mean, so again, what does it mean that l'inyan maga, why is it l'inyan maga, it's roy, to be called, why is it by maga, it's nasa ha-miyot karov, but by masa, it doesn't make sense that the miyot should be like karov. So we were trying to work on a little bit on Friday. Right, we said one thing. That what we tried to work on this from this angle. Let's just try to understand what's the difference between maga and masa. Right, what's the difference between maga and masa? The tum of maga and the tum of masa. Right, so we said that tumas maga is really comes from a tziruf to the tumah. A tziruf of touching. Right, the touching is a certain form of a tziruf. So if I touch the end of the table, I'm considered to be touching the table. Right, you don't differentiate. But masa is a din of affecting the table, of affecting the object. Right, it's affecting the object. That's why you have to. If you don't lift up the whole table, you don't say you lifted it. Because it's in terms of it. Was it affected? Was it changed? Maga is not a question of the cheftza as much as it is my relating to the cheftza. Right? Maga is in terms of relationships. Do I have a... am I mitzuruf to it via the touch? In other words, like pushing something is not. Pushing some heset is not touching via a stick. It's changing the cheftz's position. It's a totally different concept. You understand? Masa, I don't even have to be touching it. It could be on top of 10 pillows. I pick up the pillows, that's masa. Right? It doesn't have to be, it has nothing to do with touching me. It has to do with me changing its position. Okay? Very nice. So what does that have to do with anything over here? Yeah, so let me see if I can just sketch out an idea over here. In other words, the tumas masa, the inyan of masa, is in terms of affecting the chefza. That's the inyan of masa. Certain type of a change in the object that's being created by you, it's being caused by you. That whole inyan is only in terms of adding a quality to the chetza, right? Qualifying the chetza. Okay? The question of qualifying the chetza. In other words, the whole analysis of Tumas Maso is really purely from the standpoint of the Chefza. Okay, was the Chefza changed? Right, that's the Kiyum. The Kiyum of the Maso is really accomplished in the Chefza itself. Right, that's the change, is in the Chefza itself. Okay. And the Chefza alone, then all you view, halachically saying, is the Chefza alone. You never need to bring in to the question anything other than the object itself. There's no other analysis necessary. There's only one theoretical question that has to be answered. Was the Tumah elevated by the Adam? Okay, but the Adam is just a cause. All of the effect is in the Chefza. Okay, the fact that there are other things that are getting elevated has nothing to do with the question of what happened to your Chatipa, your Tumah. It has nothing to do with it at all. They're just simultaneous events. Right, the fact that other things are being moved at the same time as the Tumah is being moved in no way changes the quality that was produced in the Chefza. Right? It's no different if I would take two things in two hands, one thing in each hand, lift up Tahar and Tameh at the same time. Who cares? Who cares? It's completely irrelevant to the question of was the Chefza qualified? But Magah is not such a simple question. Maga is a question, am I mitzuraf to the Tumah? Do I have a tziruf to the Tumah? Tziruf is a certain quality of relationship between two objects. The Adam is not a cause of the tziruf. The Adam is part of the tziruf. Okay? Theoretically, it's a different setup. You can't talk about tziruf. You can't talk about relationship without discussing both parties at once. What you're talking about is the object moved, and then incidentally, who did it, right? But you can't talk about Maga without the Adam as part of the equation itself, as part of the phenomenon itself. It's not simply judged from the standpoint of the Chefza. So then, that he's saying brings in to it the question of the ability to create the tziruf itself. That if the Adam doesn't know what's what, correct? If the Adam doesn't know what it, well, let's put it this way. Let me put it another way. Now, as he's saying like this, now you can say by Maga, I really have to think this through a little more, but he seems to be saying by Maga, since Maga is a question of a tziruf, then the setting of the Chefza also will define the nature of its tziruf. You see where I'm going with this? In other words, the setting of the Chefza doesn't define how it is lifted. It's lifted no matter what. But if the object is alone and identifiable, or if it's part of a greater entity, then the nature of the tziruf is different. One is roy for a direct interaction, The other one is only roy for interaction via a greater chefza. In other words, let's put it this way. If I wanted to become tame, right, if I wanted to create the relationship of mago, it would be different if I knew which is the object and if I didn't know which is the object. If I knew which is the object, then the mago, I would go, I would have a direct mago. But if I don't know which is the true tumma, I can only create the relationship with the ta'aroves. And via the magos ha-ta'aroves, could I say I had the I had magos tumma? Now you'll ask me, but if I want to do masa, I have to pick them all up also. No, but maga is not creating any kind of relationship. Maga, if I wanted, that's not doing anything. In terms of masa, it simply is the effect of being lifted. There's only one type of effect of being lifted. The object is actually lifted. But since maga is creating a tziruf, then there's a different way of creating a tziruf if I know and if I don't know. If it's nikkur and if it's me'urav. Those are different kinds. Since maga is taloy on the idea of tziruf, of the involvement of the adam with the thing, a person is involved differently if he knows what it is or if he doesn't know what it is. If he knows what it is, he's involved with the cheftza ba'atzmo. If he doesn't, he can only be involved in the statistics, in the larger generalized object. But once in terms of maga, the chaticha has to be part of a generalized entity. In order for me to have magos tuma, I have to associate to the generalized entity. That's an inyan of bittul already. You understand? That's what brings it into the inyan of bittul. That's what brings it into the inyan of bittul. So you're saying masa doesn't bring it into the inyan of bittul. Maga doesn't bring it into the inyan of bittul, but masa does. I'm sorry, opposite. Masa does not bring it into the inyan of bittul. Maga does.
To an entity that has.
Okay, so that's what you're saying. He's saying if you did not hold from close of a niur, then apparently bittul would be a whole different svara. Bittul would be just an idea that once something's identity is lost, it's like it's negated. And its existence is negated completely. Then you wouldn't be able to have a difference between different inyanim. But once you say that bittul is a gzeiras hakosov, okay, this is an important point, that it's a gzeiras hakosov that we give the miut, the din of the rove, then it depends on the inyan. If it's an inyan that demands the rove, then the miut will get the din of the rove. But if it's an inyan that doesn't demand the rove, then the miut will have the din of the miut.
How does maga demand the rove more than
maga? So you're saying maga demands the rove because to have the tziruf of maga'as tumah to something that's nisarev, you have to do it via the tarovis itself. You understand? I can only relate to the chaticha via its mixture. And that's the type of relationship, you have to understand. But if it's masa, the thing can be elevated. Who cares if it's elevated with 1,000 other things? It's not any more or less elevated. In terms of tziruf, I have a weaker tziruf with the thing if it's direct or via the tarovis. It's a different type of a tziruf. But in terms of masa, it's not a different kind of a masa just because it's being lifted with 100 other things. So the gzeiras hakosov just extends the din of the rove to the miyat, but that's only when there's an inyan of the rove and the miyat in this halacha. But Tumah, he's saying, that's what he means to say. He means to say like this, that in terms of, that's what his real big thing is, what he's saying. In terms of halacha, there are two elements that we deal with. We deal with the chatichas iser mitzad atmo, and then mitzad adam. And then mitzad interaction of the adam. Because in Tumah, there actually are two inyanim that divide up those things. Maga and Masa. So the dinim of Maga will have bittul, and the dinim of Masa will not have bittul. He says, but by Ma'achal Sasuros, we have to have only one unified system. And if there's a din of the if there's any one part that has the din of the rov, then we have to, the gzeiras hakasuf has to extend to everything. See, it's a little bit sloppy in the machol surus inyan, right? Because he seems like he's saying lemaisa, you're right. There are two inyanim. There are two theoretical components to the machol surus too, but there's no way to divide it because the gzeiras hakasuf has to take the whole subject matter. Even more than it needs.
Are there two?
Seems like he's indicating something like that. That there's there would be an isser of in terms of a maisa achila, right? And then it seems like he's saying that there'd be one din of that in terms of achilas isser, the vasachas would really be achilas isser. It would be like masa. Did I ingest the isser? Yes, the isser was ingested. But since there's a heter of relating to it in terms of zachar zeh, now he's saying once there's a din of the rove in any aspect of the halachic subject matter, which is machol sasuros, then the din of the rove extends to the entire in every permutation of the machol sasuros, even beyond what you would do it on its own, even beyond what you would say from this particular thing itself. So in terms of eating it v'vas achas, it's really more like maso. And you wouldn't necessarily say it should be extended. But since there is only one unit of machol sasuros, and the gzeiras hakasuf extends the rove to the miyat in one aspect, it has to be wholesale. But the main thing is, I'm learning this from Chaim a little bit. Gzeiras hakasuf. We'll see, we'll try to do that one tomorrow. Gzeiras hakasuf. Don't overdo gzeiras hakasuf. It just gives you one. Just got to take that one step. Gzeiras hakasuf just tells you that in this inyan, the miyad goes after. It's not changing realities. It's not saying therefore there's no issue here. That's wrong. That's it. That's the gzeiras hakasuf. It's possible that in this din, the Gzeiras HaKasuf is telling you that the Isser is Tumah is Batel, and in another din, there's no Gzeiras HaKasuf, so it's not a contradiction.